Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel. Well, it's just over 40 years since the Brighton bomb, and I remember being very little hearing about it, about Patrick McGee's blue bag, and then telling a nonplussed American friend about Patrick McGee's blue bag. He hadn't the slightest idea who Patrick McGee was. So it's a wee hours of the 12th of October, 1984, that a bomb went off at the Grand Hotel, Brighton. So it was the Conservative Party conference. Margaret Thatcher's birthday was the 13th of October. So the Conservative conference was always the end of the conference season. So it would go through her birthday, and the crowd could sing her happy birthday as she waved ecstatically from the stage. So the Irish Republican Army was a terrorist organization, which was declared illegal in the Republic of Ireland, the United States, the United Kingdom, many other countries, a racist sectarian organization, violently anti-democratic, wanting to deprive people of their freedom, to oppress people, was racist as well, take away people's rights, their British citizenship, to reduce Northern Ireland to poverty, fuse Northern Ireland to the Republic of Ireland against the will of the people of Northern Ireland, and revolutionize the Republic of Ireland as well. So there were headbanging ultra-nationalists, very vicious people as well. And they're opposed by some equally detestable loyalist terrorists who committed bestial acts against Catholic civilians. So the security forces with the British Army, the Royal Ulster Constabulary, that was the police, trying to defeat the terrorists, keep people safe. But the Crown forces were not blameless, and some of them were infiltrated by terrorists. Some of them committed crimes too. Anyway, Margaret Thatcher was the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1979 to 1990, and she said she would defend the United Kingdom. And any country would defend its sovereign soil, and the UK was no exception. So she's going to save Northern Ireland and uphold its freedom. So that she did, and indeed some terrorists in the IRA, they decided they're going to starve themselves to death if they weren't recognised as prisoners of war. She said, well, you're not an army, you're not fighting for any sovereign state. The Irish government says you're not its soldiers, you're not the Irish army. You were not wearing a uniform, you were not carrying weapons openly, you're not adherent to the Geneva Convention, you're not an army in any sense. And even if your crime is politically motivated, so what? It's still a crime. We're not letting you off. You know, even if politicians commit a crime, they're still accountable for that. So Bobby Sands and nine other terrorists, they committed suicide by starvation in prison in 1981. So she never blinked, and she wouldn't let them out, despite a lot of ignorance and bigotry around the world demanding that she cave into them. Nope, she was ramrod straight. She was a woman of granite. Don't completely agree with her. I do think she did actually make life a lot more difficult for constitutional nationalists. It impaired relations between the Republic of Ireland and the UK. But anyway, the IRA particularly abominated her more than they would if an average prime minister. And one of the IRA's many problems was this sort of fighting this inner battle against being British, their unacceptance of their nationality, filled with self-loathing. Would have been a lot happier if they recognised that they were British and just very fortunate to be citizens of the United Kingdom. But anyway, so come back to it. So they wanted to kill her. And so it was the easy bit was they knew where the Conservative Party conference was going to be months in advance. So Patrick McGee was a chap from Northern Ireland who'd grown up in England sometime. I wonder if he had a somewhat mixed accent, but I have seen some interviews with him. So that what they reconnoitred the Conservative conference. And then they thought, well, what we'll do is we know which hotel she's going to stay in. So that's why 4 weeks before the conference, Patrick McGee, he checked into the hotel under a false name, Roy Walsh. And how did he know which room she was going to be in? But anyway, he booked for 3 nights. That's where he got a room, worked close, where he reckoned Thatcher was likely to stay. Then he burrowed into the walls, and he concealed a bomb there to go off in a month or whatever. Anyway, and so that's why 48 kilograms of gelignite was there. And so then it was time to go off, and indeed it did go off. So it killed a few people. Norman Tebbit, who was a cabinet secretary, he was carried out. That was filmed, and he was not too badly injured, but his wife was very badly injured. She was paralyzed for the rest of her life. She only died a few days ago, if I got that right. And various other MPs were murdered. Sir Anthony Berry, for example, and his seat was later taken over by my Michael Portillo. He represented Enfield Southgate. So that was it. It was an attack on democracy, as Maggie Thatcher correctly said. But people's clothes were ruined. Well, that was the least of their worries. But Mrs. Thatcher persuaded some shops to open very early so people could buy more clothes, and the conference would go ahead as planned. because obviously the IRA, they wanted to murder civilians. They also wanted to scupper the conference. And by holding the conference on schedule, that was defeating them. And as she said, this is proof that not only will terrorism fail to be democracy but today, but it should always fail. It doesn't always fail, unfortunately. And so it went ahead. So that was her. She was still composed, and she carried on battling to the end. And that's why freedom and democracy and human rights won, and Northern Ireland still part of the United Kingdom. Now, of course, it's possible Northern Ireland could vote to leave the United Kingdom and vote for fusion with the Republic of Ireland. Fine. That's always been a possibility. Nobody ever tried to deny that one. Nationalists were always allowed to organise, stand for elections in Northern Ireland. They won seats. And actually, Sinn Féin, formerly the IRA, without the balaclava on, that is the governing party in Northern Ireland. Just how free the United Kingdom is, that even a party that openly advocated terrorism was allowed to exist and organise and stand for election. It's quite staggering, the declension in liberty in the United Kingdom in the last few decades, that now if you're so-called extreme, you're criminalized or banned for various things for saying unpopular things, when it doesn't come anywhere near what the IRA was doing, with which the Labour Party had some sympathy. These crimes against humanity, all this barbarity. And as I seek to underscore, the loyalist terrorists were just as despicable in their sadistic sectarianism. So that was the Brighton bomb. Anyway, Patrick McGee, he was apprehended and jailed for life. So Lord Norman Tebbit, he's had the lucky luck to meet me, and he said that the IRA wasn't sufficiently penitent and so on. So Patrick McGee, he got back to Ireland. He hid in County Cork. He was in Cork when it went off, and he was glad that it had happened. Anyway, the IRA was obviously disillusioned that they hadn't managed to kill Mrs. Thatcher, but she carried on. Anyway, so the Taoiseach at the time, Dr. Gareth Fitzgerald, as in Prime Minister of the Irish Republic, he obviously correctly said that the IRA had really misread the situation, and the United Kingdom was not going to bow down and simply redouble the wish to exist. Unfortunately, these sort of terrorist actions, they provoke some racialism in Great Britain against us. So, McGee, he was eventually let out of prison. Now, he is a murderer, he is a terrorist, but I mean, I've got to hand it to him. He has met Jo Berry, the daughter of his victim. They've met many, many times and spoken and all the rest of it. So, I mean, he's not completely evil, because even those who commit murder, they can be good in other ways. I don't know, he might be a loving husband or a wonderful father or good to his friends or whatever. So people shouldn't be defined just by one thing, their crime. I believe in forgiveness, in reconciliation. I don't think he's very contrite about it, but I do have to hand it to him that he was willing to meet her daughter. And he might say, but what about these civilians killed by the British Army and the RUC? And okay, that's true. I mean, obviously they accidentally kill people sometimes. If they deliberately kill civilians, knowing to be civilians, then yes, that is murder. So Mr. McGee, he only served about 12 years in prison, which might be the thing that was grossly inadequate. It shows just how humane the United Kingdom was, that he wasn't executed. He was just humanely detained. Because in most countries, especially in those days, you'd be executed for an attempt to murder the head of government that came within a few inches of success. Apparently demolished the laboratory that Mrs. Thatcher had used only a few minutes earlier. That's it. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. And obviously mourn the victims of this crime. And you should be jubilant that freedom has won in Northern Ireland. Right. Thank you so much. Goodbye, everyone.